This is The Naked Scientist. I'm Kat Arney, and also with me, Greer Jackson.
This week, we've been pulling apart equations in search of a solution for the Millennium Maths problems. We've tackled two of the seven big hitters, but Kat has another one for us.
Now, this is a puzzle that's been around since the dawn of civilization, or perhaps in my case, the dawn of shopping. If I have to pop to the shoe shop, the bank, and then the grocers, which route is the quickest? Nowadays, I just freaking Google it, but is the route we're given actually the quickest? To find the shortest route or the optimal solution, math says that I would have to consider every possible route to be sure that I've got the fastest one. Now, that's probably not too hard if I'm just visiting three or four shoe shops at once, but if we're visiting, say, 1,000, it would take computers more than 13 billion years to consider every solution. Now, this conundrum relates to the next millennium problem on our list. It's called P versus NP. And to explain it, Scott Aronson joins us from MIT. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good to be here.
So if you can explain to me, what is P versus NP all about?
Yeah, so in one sentence, the question asks, if you can program your computer to quickly recognize the solution to a problem, then can you also quickly program your computer to quickly find a solution? Okay, so you use the example of the traveling salesman or salesperson problem, where you're given a bunch of places you want to visit and the distance between every pair of them, and you want to know whether there's a route that will visit each place, let's say with at most 2 hours total travel time. Now, the key aspects of this problem are, first of all, that there is, a finite but astronomically large set of possible solutions. Okay, so in principle, you could just check all the solutions one by one, but in reality, if there are, as you said, like 1,000 places to visit, there's, the number of possibilities is like 1,000 times 999 times 998 and so forth, which is way more than the number of atoms in the visible universe. Okay, so even with their fastest supercomputers today, you just couldn't try all of them. Okay, and the question is, are there checkable problems that require an exponential amount of time to actually find the solution? So that would be P not equal to NP. Or are they all solvable by some clever shortcut where you could do it using only a reasonable amount of time?
So one way I've heard this described is it's basically like asking a riddle. You know, if you hear the answer, you go, oh, yeah, that's definitely the right answer. I can tell you that. Whereas you might have to puzzle through a whole load of different answers. And what would be the benefits of being able to figure this out? Because it seems like quite an interesting puzzle, but what could be the benefits of it?
Well, the implications are immense, actually. I mean, this problem actually has, I think, the most direct practical implications of any of these clay problems. So first of all, it would mean that all of the cryptography that we currently use on the internet could be broken. Okay, the Riemann hypothesis, as Dr. Dussatoy was saying, was sort of indirectly connected to cryptography. Okay, if P were equal to NP, that would directly imply that, all of the cryptography that we use to protect our credit card numbers could be broken. Okay, because all of it, is based on sort of NP problems, if you like.
This would basically say, yep, all of these can be solved. We can figure this one out.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, that doesn't mean that if P is not equal to NP, that all of our cryptography is secure. But, P not equal to NP is sort of the least that you need to have secure cryptography on the internet. Okay, now, in addition to that, P equals NP would be a huge boon for artificial intelligence. If you have, let's say, a neural network, you could just sort of very, very quickly find the best setting, that causes the neural net to do the best at recognizing faces or whatever it's supposed to do. And then, here's sort of something to ponder. If P equals NP, that would also help in solving math problems like the clay problems themselves. I like to argue that P versus NP is actually the most important of all these problems. And the argument is simply, well, if you prove that P equals NP, that would not only solve this one problem, it would mean that you could program your computer to solve all of the others for you.
Where do you think the solution for this problem might come from? Are there any hints, any teasers so far?
So there are hints. So I think we know a lot more about this problem than we do when it was first formulated around the middle of the 20th century. We know a lot about what doesn't work. You know, I should say that almost all of us in this field conjecture that P is not equal to NP.
Hopefully, you'll find an answer soon. That's Scott Aronson from MIT.